Howdy, neighbors. Good morning, everybody. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next.
Bovine respiratory disease, or BRD, doesn't have to knock the wind out of your operation. The challenge is real, but so is Elanco's growing BRD portfolio. With Elanco, you can choose from multiple modes of action to help you and your herd breathe easier. For more than 40 years, Elanco has been committed to delivering flexible, future-looking solutions for BRD and other tough challenges. We're dedicated to ensuring our solutions always help you handle whatever you're up against. Our growing portfolio of products for the prevention, control, and treatment of BRD allows you to select the right solution to help keep your herd healthy and productive. It's right for cattle and right by you. Breathe easier. Ask your herd health veterinarian or sales rep about Elanco BRD solutions. Elanco is a trademark of Elanco or its affiliates.
It was not what we've seen in the past at the Tulsa State Fair for the wrap-up of the 2021 Market Animal Show. Had the Night of Champions, Grand Champion Drive, but normally we wait for the next day for the premium sale of the top animals. This year, though, the top animals were all honored, 150 of them, during the Night of Champions. No premium sale the next day. Grand Champions included Kara Cummings from the Hollis FFA, Grand Champion Goat, Dylan Simpson from Locust Grove, Grand Champion Lamb, Grand Champion Barra, shown this year by Garrison Straka from Yukon FFA, and the Grand Champion Market Steer, shown by senior Lainey Lawson from Newcastle FFA with her crossbred steer. Those top animals are receiving an equivalent amount of what they would have received during the premium auction and honored both in the show ring and then on the stage at the 2021 Tulsa State Fair. It was another new value record for U.S. beef exports in the latest reporting month, the month of August. According to the U.S. Meat Export Federation, beef exports topped $1 billion for the first time ever. According to the USMEF, pork exports posted another strong month in August, remaining ahead of the record pace established in 2020. August beef exports totaled 132,000 metric tons, up 21% from a year ago, and the second largest volume this year, while export value climbed 55% to $1.04 billion. For January through August, beef exports are now 18% up from a year ago to 955,000 metric tons, value up 34% to $6.62 billion. The tone of the House Agriculture Committee hearing on livestock markets set for later today will be set early on as their first presenter, Senator Charles Grassley of Iowa, will be lead off and will be all alone on the first panel, even ahead of USDA Secretary Tom Vilsack, who will be playing second fiddle to the senator from Iowa. Grassley is the face of the Senate of those who want nothing less than 50% of all cattle transactions to be on the cash negotiated market, as he's pushed for several years his 50-14 plan in the U.S. Senate. Grassley appears as a solo presenter, the first panel. He means his opening statement, and then the questions will all center on his efforts to change the rules of the markets in a profound way. Secretary Vilsack will be a second standalone presenter following Mr. Grassley. Then the committee will be hearing from the industry, five panelists, one from NCBA, one from the North American Meat Institute, and then AFR President Scott Blueball representing the National Farmers Union. You've got farm news on Ron.
Blackjack Farms presents its 2021 annual female production sale, Saturday, October 9th at the ranch near Seminole, Oklahoma, featuring 75 registered Angus and Simmental lots, including spring bull and heifer pair splits, fall calving cows, most with calves at the side, and springbred heifers with fall yearling heifers. For more information or download a catalog, go to the website www.mcsauction.com or call Matt Sims, 405-641-6081.
And that's the latest agricultural news. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.